The key scraped round harshly twice, and when the heavy door had been set ajar, welcome light and bright air entered. Haynes stood at the doorway, looking out. Stephen hailed his upended valise to the table and sat down to wait. Buck Mulligan tossed the fry onto the dish beside him. Then he carried the dish and a large teapot over to the table, set them down heavily, and sighed with relief. "I'm melting," he said, as the candle remarked when, but hush, not a word more on that subject. "Kinch, wake up, bread, butter, honey. Haynes, come in. The grub is ready. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. Where's the sugar? Ah, Jay, there's no milk." Stephen fetched the loaf and the pot of honey and the butter cooler from the locker. Buck Mulligan sat down in a sudden pet. "What sort of a kip is this?" he said. "I told her to come after 8."
"We can drink it black," Stephen said. "There's a lemon in the locker."
"Oh, damn you and your Paris fads," Buck Mulligan said. "I want Sandy Cove milk."
Haynes came in from the doorway and said quietly, "That woman is coming up with the milk."
"The blessings of God on you," Buck Mulligan cried, jumping up from his chair. "Sit down, pour out the tea there. The sugar is in the bike. Here, I can't go fumbling at the damned eggs."
He hacked through the fry on the dish and slapped it out on 3 plates, saying,
"In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti."
Haynes sat down to pour out the tea.
"I'm giving you 2 lamps each," he said. "But I say, Mulligan, you do make strong tea, don't you?"
Buck Mulligan, hewing thick slices from the loaf, said in an old woman's wheedling voice,
"When I makes tay, as old Mother Grogan said, and when I makes water."
"By Jove, it is tea," Haynes said.
Buck Mulligan went on hewing and wheedling.
"So I do, Mrs. Cahill," says she. "Be gob, ma'am," said Mrs. Cahill, "God send you don't make them in the one pot."
He lunged towards his messmates in turn, a thick slice of bread impaled on his knife.
"That's folk," he said very earnestly, "for your book, Haynes. 5 lines of text and 10 pages of notes about the folk and the fish gods of Dundrum, printed by the Weird Sisters in the Year of the Big Wind."
He turned to Stephen and asked in a fine, puzzled voice, lifting his brows,
"Can you recall, brother, is Mother Brogan's tea and water pot spoken of in the Mabinogion, or is it in the Upanishads?"
"I doubt it," said Stephen gravely.
"Do you now?"
Buck Mulligan said in the same tone. "Your reasons..."